Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
In John chapter 6, verses 70 and 71, we read a very interesting statement. John chapter 6, verses 70 and 71, the Lord says, Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Now, this study is called Judas Iscariot, a Devil. And this study of Judas Iscariot stems from the statement that Jesus Christ made about Judas when he said, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" Now, we need to understand what Jesus said, and then we'll see what happened to Judas because of this devil in him. It's important to understand something. Judas Iscariot was a natural-born man. He was, as John chapter 6, verse 71 says, the son of Simon. So he was not some supernatural being or some demonic alien. He was a man. And he was chosen by Jesus Christ to be among the 12 disciples. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. And in Matthew chapter 10, notice the Lord Jesus Christ has prayerfully considered the choice of the 12 disciples. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, when he had called unto him the 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Watch it, verse 8, heal the sick, listen, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and here it is, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. So in verse 1, he gives them power against unclean spirits and tells them in verse 8 to cast out devils. So just like the rest of the apostles, he was given the power to cast out devils. And I'll tell you something. Most definitely, he was not casting out devils by the power of the devil. Look in Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, and look at verse 25. When Jesus Christ is accused of being Beelzebub and accused of casting out devils by Beelzebub, he said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 25, Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city and house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils," watch it, "by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges." So this power that's given to Judas Iscariot by the Lord Jesus Christ, when he appoints him as one of the 12 apostles, is not a power of a devil. It is the power that Jesus Christ gave them. So therefore, through the early part of Jesus' ministry, I don't believe that Judas was a devil. He's an ordinary man with divine powers given to him by the Lord Jesus Christ, just like the rest of the apostles. Now, by the time that Jesus Christ called Judas Iscariot a devil, Jesus Christ was already in the final year of his ministry. You see, we read our text in John chapter 6 in verses 70 and 71, which said, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" Well, in John chapter 6, verse 4, we read that a Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. There was a Passover that was taking place here. So there's the feeding of the 5,000, and then they come back the next day, and they want to be fed, and he goes through, and he does the big dissertation about, "I'm the bread of life." Well, this Passover, in John chapter 6, verse 4, is the third Passover after the beginning of Jesus' ministry. There's only one more Passover. The fourth and final Passover of his ministry, the one in which he died, is in John chapter 12 and verse 1. In John chapter 12, verse 1, "Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany." That's the Passover in which Jesus Christ died. So in John chapter 6, Jesus Christ has already been in the ministry 2.5 years. So we're now in the last year, the final year of the Lord's ministry. These men have been out, these disciples have been out for basically, well, for certainly over 2 years, but nearly 2.5 years, they've been casting out devils and doing all this work. Then, here in John chapter 6, the Lord then discloses that Judas Iscariot has a problem. I mean, he doesn't disclose who Judas Iscariot is that has the problem. He just says this: "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" So evidently, sometime toward the end of his discipleship, Judas Iscariot became possessed by a devil. And when Jesus said, "And one of you is a devil," he was referring to that devil in Judas Iscariot. And he referred to that devil in Judas Iscariot referred to Judas when mentioning him, in just the same way that he referred to Satan when he was speaking to Peter in Matthew chapter 16. Look at Matthew chapter 16 at verse 23. Matthew chapter 16, look at verse 23. Jesus Christ is speaking to Peter. They've got a discourse going on. Peter has confessed that Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Son of the living God. In Matthew 16, 17, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." And then he says in verse 21, that from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. In verse 22, Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." Who was doing the rebuking? Peter. But who was actually speaking? Verse 23, he turned and said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of, but those that be of men." So Jesus Christ is speaking to Peter, and he says, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Why? Because he's addressing the devil in him. So when he says, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil," he's talking about Judas Iscariot, but he's also talking about the devil that's in him, just like he was speaking to Peter, and yet he was talking to the devil in him. Do you understand? So it's very important to understand that Judas Iscariot is a man. He's just a man. He's the son of Simon. But at this point, late in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil is now in him. And when the Lord speaks of that devil, he says, "Have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil." In the same way that he spoke to Peter and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." So the shocking thing about Judas Iscariot is that no one but the Lord Jesus Christ knew who he was and what he was. They didn't know. I mean, even at the time of the betrayal, they are asking, is it I? Is it I? Is it I? They don't know who it is. In other words, as far as the disciples were concerned, Judas Iscariot was just like them. And in all human respects, he was just like them. And yet, at the same time, he was a devil. He was unclean. Turn with me to John chapter 13. John chapter 13. Remember that episode in John chapter 13 where the Lord is washing the disciples' feet? All right. Simon Peter, always the one to speak up, says to the Lord in John chapter 13, verse 9, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, ye are not all clean. Do you know what a devil is? A devil is an unclean spirit, you see? So when he says to Judas Iscariot, or mentions about Judas Iscariot, you're not all clean, okay, because he knew who would betray him. He knew that there was no way that he could clean Judas Iscariot. He was possessed by an unclean spirit. Now compare the man in the Gadarenes in Mark chapter 5, so you can clarify this, you can see it. In Mark chapter 5, there's this man in the Gadarenes who was possessed with the devil. Look in Mark chapter 5, verse 15. Mark 5, verse 15, they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil. Do you see that? All right, now he's possessed with the devil, and this devil that's in him is an unclean spirit. Mark chapter 5, verse 2. When he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man, watch it, with an unclean spirit. And he says it again in verse 8. He said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. So the devil in him is an unclean spirit. That's why Jesus Christ said when he was washing the disciples, you're not all clean. All right? Because there's this unclean spirit in Judas Iscariot. Now, in the case of the man in the Gadarenes, he was actually possessed with many devils. Mark chapter 5, verse 12 says, all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. You see, you've got this misconception by preachers and teachers that there is one devil and then a whole bunch of demons. That's not the truth. The truth is there is the devil, Satan, and there are devils, many devils. And in this case, this man was possessed with legion. Verse 9, we are many. They were all the devils, so to speak. And these devils were a bunch of unclean spirits. Verse 13, forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out. So the idea that somebody would say to you, there is one devil and then there are many demons, is really not true. There is a devil named Satan, and then there are many devils. And then there is the unclean spirit of the devil, and there are many unclean spirits, okay? And it just so happens that Judas Iscariot had one of these devils. Now, in the case of the man in the Gadarenes, after the Lord cast the devil out of him, everything about him changed in verse 15. They come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting, which he never did before because he was running around up there in the tombs crying and cutting himself, clothed, which was not his case before because he was running around naked, and in his right mind. You see that? He was in his right mind. So something mental is affected, obviously, when there's a devil in there. Something mental began to happen to Judas Iscariot, because you're going to see him, after this devil is in him, start to do some very wicked things. Now, Judas Iscariot, the man, was a friend of the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 13, Jesus Christ, talking about, you know, one of these guys is not clean, says in verse 18, John chapter 13, verse 18, he says, I speak not of you all, talking about the servants. He said, I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now, when Jesus Christ quotes that verse of scripture, he is quoting Psalm 41, verse 9. So if we go back to Psalm 41, verse 9, you're going to find a very interesting thing when you read the whole verse about this man that is going to betray the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 41, look at verse 9. Read it very carefully. Psalm 41, verse 9, yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. Judas Iscariot was, according to Psalm 41, 9, the familiar friend of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why Jesus Christ called Judas friend in the garden the night that he was betrayed. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 26 and look at verse 50. Matthew chapter 26 and look at verse 50. Now in Matthew chapter 26, Judas Iscariot comes in with a multitude in verse 47. He betrays Jesus Christ with a sign when he gives him a kiss. In verse 49, he says, Hail, Master, and kissed him. Watch it, 50. Matthew chapter 26, verse 50. Jesus said unto him, he's talking to Judas Iscariot, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. He called him friend, which confirms that Judas Iscariot, the man, was indeed a friend of the Lord Jesus Christ. However, Judas Iscariot, a devil, was the enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ. You got two guys there, Judas Iscariot, the man, and Judas Iscariot, a devil. And that devil was the enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that devil in him caused him, that is Judas Iscariot, to do several things that Judas Iscariot would not have done and up to this time. First thing that devil in him caused him to do was betray the Lord. Look in John chapter 13. John chapter 13. All right. Verse 1, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Verse 2, and supper being ended, the devil, that's the one, that's that I have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is the devil. The devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. You see, he's got the earthly father. He's Simon's son. But that devil convinces Judas Iscariot to betray the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil in him caused him to betray the Lord. Okay? The second thing that devil in him caused him to do is it caused him to steal from the bag. In John chapter 12, verses 4 through 6, Jesus Christ riseth from supper, laid aside, that's John 13, John 12, verses 4 through 6, when Mary comes in with the pound of ointment of spikenard to anoint Jesus Christ. In verse 4, Judas Iscariot, again, Simon's son, he's a man, which should betray him, said this, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? And this he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Well, we know about the devil. He's come but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I don't believe Judas Iscariot was a thief in the early part of the ministry. But after that devil got in him, I believe he was. Because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Or perhaps because he was stealing, the devil had access to him. In either case, here he is. stealing from the bag. And here, when Judas Iscariot makes this complaint, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? When you read Mark chapter 14, verse 4, and Matthew chapter 26, verse 8, you know what? He has stirred up indignation in the other disciples as well. In Mark chapter 14, that indignation is in their heart, and by Matthew chapter 26, verse 8, they're blurting out the same complaint that Judas Iscariot had. You see that contention, that strife, that envy that builds because of that devil in him? It affects all the disciples on this night before the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that devil in Judas Iscariot caused him to betray the Lord and steal from the bag, and that's not all. That devil in him let Satan enter him. Now we see two occasions of Satan entering Judas Iscariot before the actual betrayal. The first time is in Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, verses 3 and 4. All right, in Luke chapter 22, verse 3, the Bible says, "Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude." So that's the first time when Satan himself, not just the devil, but Satan himself, gets into him and directs him to the chief priests to covenant with them for the money to betray the Lord. All right, then you turn to John chapter 13, John chapter 13. And in John chapter 13, verse 26 and 27, we see the Satan enter him now a second time when it was time to get the multitude to arrest Jesus Christ. John chapter 13, look at verse 26. Jesus answered, well, the question in verse 25 is raised by John. And he says, "Lord, who is it?" And Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot. Isn't it amazing? He says again, the son of Simon. I mean, he keeps reminding you, this is a man. He gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, "That thou doest, do quickly." And so, he enters him a second time, and he goes off to get the multitude so they can arrest Jesus Christ. So this devil in Judas Iscariot caused him to betray the Lord, to steal from the bag and raise up this contention, to let Satan enter him, and then also to hang himself. In Matthew chapter 27, after Judas Iscariot, you know, wakes up to the fact of what he's done, that he had betrayed the Lord, he repented. He did. Matthew chapter 27, verse 3, "Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See that to it. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, watch it, and went and hanged himself." The devil in him caused him to hang himself. Judas the man repented. Judas the man returned the money. But with the devil in him, he went and hanged himself, just like the devils caused the swine in Mark chapter 5, verse 13, to go kill themselves. When the Lord cast those devils, those unclean spirits, out of the man that was in the Gadarenes, they went into that herd of swine, and that herd of swine ran violently down and drowned themselves in the water. Now, I'm not saying that every person that ever committed suicide did it because the devil caused him to do it, but I'm going to tell you, in this case, just like those swine, that's why Judas Iscariot killed himself, because he had a devil in him. And then finally, that devil in him caused him to go to his own place. Look in Acts chapter 1. You know, everybody that dies, their body goes in a grave and their soul goes into either Abraham's bosom or hell, you know, up until this time, the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, but in Acts chapter 1, verse 25, when Peter is directing the apostles to replace Judas Iscariot, he says in Acts chapter 1, verse 25, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. Well, the own place that he goes to happens to be the bottomless pit, and he goes in there as the son of perdition. In John chapter 17, verse 12, when Jesus Christ is praying to his Father right before the crucifixion, he says, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled." Well, so he had Judas there for a while till that devil got in him, and he became the son of perdition. Well, when you read Revelation 17, 8, that beast that comes up out of perdition during the tribulation comes up out of the bottomless pit. That's Judas Iscariot. You tie him together with the word perdition. And what you see is that Satan then enters Judas the third time. A lot of these things in the Bible, you know, happen by threes. Enters him the third time. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he shows up as the man of sin, the son of perdition, and he is the devil incarnate, the Antichrist, who goes into the temple of God, and he professes that he is God, and he expects everybody in the world to worship him. So there's the end of that thing, and the devil is the one that did it to him. So as a man, Judas Iscariot was a friend of Jesus Christ. He was a man. Yet the Lord knew that Judas would be possessed with the devil and would eventually betray him. And without that devil, Judas wouldn't have betrayed the Lord. So that's why Jesus said, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" I pray this has been a blessing to you. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.